Okay, so let me start. You probably already know me. My name is Jan Štěpánek, and I am going to tell you something about automatic processing of data. I will not focus on what is possible, but rather on how it is possible. The first tool I'm going to talk about, you can find at the PDT CD ROM that you got, and you can find it in the tools machine annotation directory. In order to make this tool able to run, you have to use the install script from the CD that make some changes to the files. And what is it good for? So this tool takes a check text and builds an analytical representation of the text together with its, of course, with its morphological representation. The tool works in several steps. The first step is tokenization of the input plain text and segmentation into sentences. The second step is morphological analysis and tagging. Then it does dependency parsing, and the last step is the analytical function assignment. This tool is somehow restricted because it was written in C and C++, Perl and TCSH, and it was compiled, the C parts were compiled for Linux on i386 architecture, and unfortunately the some parts of the C code are available no more. So you can run it only on Linux on this architecture and nowhere else. Okay, so let's talk a bit about problems with tokenization and segmentation. In Czech, the biggest problem is the full stop. Because in Czech, full stop not only means the end of a sentence or end of an abbreviation, but also we use full stop instead of the ST, ND, RD in English, first written as one ST, second written two ND. We just write one dot. So this is the biggest problem in segmentation. This script is, I guess it is handwritten, and its precision and recall you can see in the slide. The precision of 100% means that the tokenization never splits a token that should be one token, but the recall is lower, which means it's sometimes it treats several tokens as one token. So this is the first part of the work. Then comes the morphological analysis. This program assigns to every token, to every word form, all possible lemmas and all possible tags. The morphological analyzer currently has over 350,000 entries, which corresponds to 12 million Czech word forms. Error rate of this tool is about 2.5%, and almost all the errors are foreign names and typos in the input text. The next step is morphological tagger. The tagger used in this tool or in this tool chain uses the maximum entropy approach with greedy incorporation of selectors, where selector is a set of one or more elementary expressions, and elementary expression is something like previous word, next word, category, or something like that. And the tagger selects always just one lemma, one tag for every word form. The accuracy is 93.08% on the evaluation test data. And the next step is the parser. We use a Czech adaptation of the parser of Michael Collins. The adaptation means that it is dependency based, but it has several limitations. This is the part that cannot be run on other platforms, and it can only parse shorter sentences. The limit is set to 60 words. Sometimes it can do even more, but this is a safe limit. On the evaluation test data, this parser assigned 81.6% burns correctly. And as you can see, both training and test data were tagged by machine, not by human annotators, which means the morphological information was not entered manually. And the last step assigns analytical functions to the nodes of the parse trees. In this case, it uses a decision tree approach. In fact, Quinlan's C5 classifier translated to Perl. It uses Bthread, which is a tool I am going to talk about in several minutes. And precision of this tool is around 92%. And then there is a last step, because all the previous steps use CSTS format that is no longer used nor supported. There is a conversion script that converts the output data to PML. And the conversion script uses Bthread. I'm not going to show you this tool because, however, this notebook has a Linux system and the right architecture, but it has only 700 megabytes of memory and it's not enough for the parser, so I'm sorry. You need a bigger machine. Okay. The second tool I'm going to talk about is called MorphChain, and you can find it on the second CD you got. And this one I will show you, because there is no parser, so it works pretty well. So you can find it on the CAC CD-ROM in the directory tools MorphChain. For tagging, it uses a hidden Markov model trained by Viterbi algorithm, and for evaluating transitions between the hidden Markov model states, it uses an averaged perceptron. The original author of this algorithm was again Michael Collins. This tool was trained on PDT and on the CAC data. I don't know whether it's what this number is. What's the correctness? 91.8%, but in fact there should be 93.1%, because in the CAC data all the numerals are replaced by a special symbol, and all the unknown words are replaced by a special symbol. So if we delete all the special symbols, the correctness increases to 93.1. And if we run the morph chain on the PDT data, on the evaluation test on the PDT data, we get 95.43%, which is the most successful tagger until now. So, and this tool I'm going to show you now. So if we run the program without any arguments, it prints a short help and some warnings. But what's important is that it says we should specify what we want it to do. We'll specify both A and T, which means both morphological analysis and tagger. We will use a sample input that is present on the CD, and the out is just a prefix for the output files. And we are finished, and we can browse the output, for example, in thread. And you can see there are sentences, and in every sentence there is a word form, lemma, and tag attached to every word. So, that's it. The tool chain from PDT is similarly easy to run, but it takes it takes more time, and here it would take hours and hours, so we are not going to run it. Okay, and when dealing with the structural annotation, the recommended tool is definitely BTRED. BTRED is just a version of TRED, where the B stands for batch. And in fact, it is TRED without the graphical user interface. So the features of BTRED are the same as the features of TRED. It's independent on operating systems. It's open source program available for free, and it's written in Perl, so you can write macros and use predefined functions. The installation is the same as the installation of TRED, and I'm not sure whether it would work without the TK library, I'm not sure. But it should, because it never uses the graphical interface. But once you install TRED, you have BTRED at the same time, so you don't have to care about how to install BTRED. So why is it a good idea or good strategy to use BTRED? BTRED uses object-oriented tree representation, which means the user has rich repertory of basic functions for tree traversing and for many other basic operations on trees, plus several highly non-trivial functions suitable for linguistically motivated traversing of trees. For example, solving the coordination relations. I'll show you some details later. One of the advantages is its reasonable stability because of long time experience, because we used BTRED as the main tool during the development phase of PDT. It also has a network or parallel version that cannot be run from Microsoft Windows because of some socket problems, but on Linux machines, if you have more than one computer, you can run the tasks parallelly, and I'll show you why. And BTRED can be used as a very, very powerful and fast search engine. And the main tool how we will connect it to other programs will be Pipe. We will see in several minutes. So here's the basic syntax of BTRED. You just write BTRED minus E, then your code, and then files you want to be processed by the code, or BTRED minus capital I, file that contains the macro, and then files to be processed by the macro. I'll show you an example. It will take some time because I... Oh. No time. Great. This is Podlots one. Maybe it's wrong, but we'll see. Okay. This is our first BTRED macro. It should process the file sample 0a, which is the analytical file, and it should just write hello world on a line. Okay, and it did exactly what it should. So, as you can see, there is a lot of strange mess on the screen. So, we will, for the next call, we will specify minus capital Q to be read, which means quiet. So, we'll see only the output that really interests us, which in this case is this line. Okay, now I'm not sure whether it will work, but we will see. I'll show you several simple examples. The first of them has the capital T specified as an option, and it tells Btread to traverse the file tree by tree. So the capital T means tree. So it should walk through the sample zero file, take every tree, and for every tree it should write the value contained in A, in a variable A, and increase the value by one. So at the end it should output the number of trees in the file sample 0A, sample 0.A. Yes. So for every sentence, the value of A was increased by one, so at the end it contains the number of sentences. Okay, the next example, more traversing trees and nodes. We just added capital N to the options, which tells Btread to walk through every node. Note that the capital T must remain among options, otherwise it would traverse only the nodes of the first tree. But now it will walk through all the nodes and then to the next tree, and again all the nodes, and next tree, all the nodes. So the number we get should be the total number of all the nodes in the file sample 0.A. So this is the command, and that's the output. And if we want to traverse more files, we just can specify a mask. In this case, I wrote sample and asterisk, which means just all the sample files. There are 10 sample files on the PDT CD, and these sample files are the same as the files I'm working with. So this should tell us the number of all the nodes in all the analytical sample files. Yes, that's it. So let's get to something a bit more difficult. How to reach attributes? For those of you who know some Perl programming, this will not be really interesting or hard. But for the rest, just remember that to get to a simple attribute, which means the attribute that is atomic, you can just write this with a dollar sign at the beginning, which means the active node, then an arrow, and then the name of the attribute in the curly brackets. So the script written here should traverse all the trees and all the nodes in the sample 0.a file, and for every node it should write its analytical function. So let's see what it really does. So you see a long list of analytical functions. Accessing structured attributes or list attributes is a bit more complicated, but in Bthread there is a special method called attr, as for attribute. So if we want to access, for example, the form at the morphological layer, we can use this notation. So again, this means the active, the current node, and the attr then should take the structure M, and from the structure M it takes the value of the attribute form, of its member form. This structure M is in fact taken from the morphological file by knitting. That's what Peter was talking about in his talk before lunch. So this script takes the sample 0.a file, and for every node it prints its morphological form. No, maybe it's worth mentioning that the nodes are not printed, or the word forms are not printed in the sentence order, or in the surface order, but in the deep first ordering, which is just the way Bthread traverses trees. Okay. And for the list attributes, for example, here we took the coreferential, the textual coreference, which can be a list. There is a special function listv that takes the list and converts it to an array. So in this case, we create an array called IDs, like IDs, and to this array we assign the list of all the coreferential links from the current node. And then if this array contains something, so if there were any textual coreference links, we take this. We take the first node from the list, search for the node, because we get just its ID, we search for the node, and take its T lemma, its tectogrammatic lemma. And we do this for all the tectogrammatical files. So again, we create an array of all the IDs, then we, if there is any, then we take the first ID, find a node that has this ID, and print its tectogrammatic lemma. And here it goes. Okay, now there are several methods of the object type node. You can read the full list in the documentation of thread or bitthread. For example, one of the methods is descendants. The descendants method returns all the descendants of the node. So in this case, if we use this special variable root that always contains the root of the tree, so this will take all the descendants of the root. It is an array or a list. Then we make a scalar from it, which means we count the members of the array, and we write out the number. We do this for all the tectogrammatical trees. Note that I do not specify the capital N, so I'm not counting descendants of all the nodes, but only of the roots of the trees. Then I sort the numbers and print out the first line, which means the highest number. So we find the highest number of nodes in all the tectogrammatical files. So the biggest tree in the sample data has 42 nodes. There are several other methods like children, which returns a list of all the child nodes, parent, which returns just one node, the parent of the specified node, L brother for left brother, and so on and so on. Okay, the most used functions from Perl, or most useful functions, are grep and map. So this is going to be a bit complicated, but hopefully we will get through it. This script should print all verbs and their objects. It operates on the sample 1.a file. It goes through all the trees and all the nodes. And if the morphological tag of the current node starts with V, which means it is a verb, then it will write something. And what it will be? It will take morphological form of the current node, which means of the verb, and then it will take all the children of the verb, then the grep takes only those whose analytical function is object. Okay, we take the children, we grep, which means we filter only those that...
Jak to funguje?
So this part means that we take only those children. Here are children. Here we take only those whose analytical function is object. And then we assign to every such a child its morphological form. And then we take the form of the verb itself and the forms of its children whose analytical function is object, and we connect them with a space. So, it should print out on every line verb and all its objects. OK, the last line, předal spis zastupitelství, it means something like he handed the document to the prosecution or something like that. Similar to map and grep is the first function, but it takes just the first node that matches the expression. Okay, so these children methods are not enough when dealing with linguistically oriented tasks because of a special treatment of coordination constructions. But in TRED, there are several predefined functions that deal correctly with the coordination constructions. This one is one of them. It says get effective parents. It means it will not look at a parent of a node, but it will look for all its effective parents. It will resolve the whole coordination construction. So this code should look at semantical part of speech of parents of actors and count how often what part of speech is used. So we take parents, the effective parents of a node here. We replace the effective parents with their semantical part of speech. And then, if functor of the current node is actor, we print all the semantical part of speech attributes of all the effective parents. Then we sort the output and count how many times each line appeared in it and sort the output numerically. So, and we see that the most often effective parent of an actor is a verb, which is this V. Just a note, at the line with 30, you see two V's, which means it's a coordination of two verbs with a common actor that belongs to both verbs. Okay. So, and now we are going to cross layer boundaries. So, we are going to count all actors, which means we are looking at the tectogrammatical layer expressed by a noun in nominative. But the information about nominative is not to be found at tectogrammatical layer, but at the analytical layer. So, what are we doing? We traverse all the nodes and all the trees, and if current node's functor is actor, and the node is not generated, it means it came from the surface text, and if we take the corresponding analytical nodes, and if we find among them something with a tag that is a noun in the first case. Then we write an empty line. Otherwise, we do not do anything. And at the end, we just count the lines. So there are 422 actors expressed by a noun in nominative. Okay, sometimes we, before we count the numbers, we want to see whether we entered the question correctly, whether it really finds what we wanted to find. So how to browse the output of BitThread? So there is a special function, fposition, which is an abbreviation of file position, and if we use it, it prints out a special string that can be used by thread to find the node with the given position. So, for example, in this script, we will print out a position of a node whose lemma contains at least two underscores. So if the lemma matches underscore whatever and underscore, we will print it its position. And this is the position. It's different from what you see in your slides because it's running on a different computer. But from the sample, it's the same sample 90 and so on. Okay, and this address can be again by pipe given to thread. We just say we want to run thread. It will get a file list which is this option minus L, and the file list will be just the standard input. And if we just use the previous question, so we are looking for the double underscore, but we redirect the output to the thread file list, we will see the found node. It's a phone number, so it contains underscores I don't know why. Well, because it's just a typographic convention to divide long numbers into smaller groups. And the only node with more than one underscore, because at the top of the window we can see that we are on the first tree of one tree. So that's the only tree. Okay. Crawling through all the tectogrammatical nodes by BitThread takes about 10 minutes. I'm talking about the full PDT data, not the sample data, and not about what you have seen here, because I already used some trick to make it faster, so I'll show you in a moment how slow it really is. So normally, just to crawl through the tectogrammatical nodes takes about 10 minutes, but most time is spent by opening and parsing the data. So one possible solution is to read all the data just once, keep them in memory, and then just find something and don't forget the data. The problem is that there is often not enough memory to store the whole corpus. And the solution is we can distribute the data among several computers. So there is a distributed version of B-thread that's called N-thread, which means network thread. And it consists of so-called B-thread servers and hub. Hub is the program that communicates with the servers and takes the input from the user and returns the output of the servers. The N-thread requirements are somehow different from those of thread or B-thread because it cannot be run on Microsoft Windows. And even more, all the computers running B-thread servers must share a file system. Or in fact, they must share the part of file system where the data are stored and where the home directory of the user is, because there is some security key that must be delivered to the servers by the file system. You have to be granted a password-free access to all the computers with the B-thread servers. And you have to adjust some macros. For example, if you want to compute some overall statistics and you are running on B-thread servers on 5 computers, then if the B-thread just counts the number of nodes, you get 5 numbers, not one number. You have to sum the 5 numbers again to get the total number of all the nodes, for example, because the servers are independent and they do not know what numbers are coming from the other servers. So you have to, for some macros, you have to do some overall adjustment. So now I'm going to show you how slow B-thread really is, because what I was running here, in fact, was the N-thread. So if I tell B-thread just to, I don't know, print a dot for every dactylogrammatical node, it will run like this. And you see that the parsing is the slowest part, because the dots appear really quickly. But then, for several seconds, there's nothing going on. And this time is spent by parsing the data. Okay, that's all. Are there any questions? Not really. Okay then, thank you and enjoy the rest of the tutorial.